is December 9th, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And I am broadcasting from the very chilly Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and WoolliesBlog.blogspot.com and ScreeningSandyHook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Visit the chat room at spingolachatango.com. View this program's guest lineup at spingola.com. In addition to the links for each guest, I also have other very interesting links that I hope that you will access that are relative to the guest and his or her subject matter. We will take calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443. There are numerous single, serious, but related issues, chemtrails, still after all these years, consideration of 9/11. There are environmental disasters, bailouts, attempted gun control, toxic food, deadly vaccines, the Federal Reserve, unconstitutional tax collection, media control, special interest lobbies like AIPAC, the bribery of acquiescent judges and members of Congress, the Patriot Act, which has certainly been in place for some time now, and the Department of Homeland Security, ongoing warfare, fluoridated water, militarized police, the incarceration of non-violent people, and hundreds of other issues. However, it is the very nature of our criminal corporate government, in collaboration with the major Fortune 500 companies, which facilitates many, if not all, of these activities and events that are detrimental to a person's life and liberty. This incestuous political slash corporate government and the rotten stench out of Washington is the foundation, the root of all the pervasive evil that has befallen this country. The federal, state, county, and city governments have all the money they need to run all the government programs without taxing the citizens or cutting beneficial programs. The criminal cabal, known as the federal government, has, for the last 100 years, been very successful in creating a collective communist government where media and corporate ownership and wealth are concentrated in the hands of a few. I first met our guest on December 15th, 2010, excuse me, when we had our very first radio program. And since then, we have had many great conversations via radio. My guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are Reality Blogger with 1G, realityblogger.wordpress.com, thecorporationnation.com, and strawmanstory.info, where you can download his book. Excuse me. Now, The Corporation Nation was a video, a movie, a production. The first one, well, the one I rewatched this morning was just a little over 3 hours. I think that everyone really needs to watch this movie. Not just once, not twice, but multiple times. There's so much information in this movie, and it's all very well documented. It's not like your typical YouTube video that is full of speculation. This is documented evidence of the situation that he is presenting. Anyway, he did The Corporation Nation. He also did another movie that came out in 2011 called Lethal Injection, and it is the story of vaccination. He also wrote Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery. He also wrote Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Privatization, which was published in, well, the end of 2013. Then he also wrote Vote, NOTA, N-O-T-A, for President in 2016, which was published September 25th, 2016, then reposted on the 26th with corrections. And NOTA means none of the above. Okay, do we have Clint on the phone yet? No? Well, I just talked to him. Let me just see where he's going here. Okay, let me just type him a little message. We are waiting for you. Okay. Anyway, okay, I typed him a message. We were talking, gosh, this morning we chatted a little bit. I was watching the movie this morning. I rewatched, as I mentioned, The Corporation Nation this morning. And it's surprising how much I had missed or didn't remember from the first time that I watched it or even the second time that I watched it. Now, there are shorter versions online. There is a link on the schedule page of today's program for the three-hour movie. And it's just a very interesting movie. It's not entertaining. That's for certain. It is just full of information that is pretty mind-boggling. And people do not understand that we all live in a corporation, whether you're living in a town, a city, your school district is a corporation. Everything is a corporation, and they all make investments. And one of the biggest investors in corporations is the U.S. government. And he explains all of this in this movie. And it was just a delightful thing to watch it. I don't know. Okay, maybe I have a message. Okay. Let's see, Clint, are you there? Okay, let me just type him again. We were talking this morning because he has a radio program. It's on Sunday, and it's in his area where he lives. And he told me about another radio program that he did that I began to listen to. And so he's really doing a lot of good things. And Clint always has been very proactive. And let me just type him a message. Okay, RBN is trying to get a hold of you. Okay. Why don't we take some phone calls while we're waiting for Clint to arrive. And if you've watched the movie, or if you have something relevant about communitarianism, or anything that is relevant to the corporate nation that we live in, then call in. We can talk about it until Clint arrives. I'm not sure what happened. The last time that we talked was at 1 o'clock my time, and I had just begun to listen to his last program, and which you can do it. He has a program. It's called Red Pill Sunday School, which is kind of an interesting name for a program. But anyway, he always covers very, very interesting things, and he's kind of become a wordsmith, and sometimes I get a little overwhelmed because words that we typically think mean one thing actually mean something totally different. And I do have a friend that kind of gives me a bad time, or gives Clint a bad time about what do you do when? What does Clint do when he goes to McDonald's and orders a hamburger? Not that I think he would ever do that, but anyway, would he first have to explain what a hamburger is. I don't know, but it was kind of funny when this friend mentioned it. So anyway, I don't know where Clint is. I'm not sure that I have his phone number. I don't know, Mr. Producer, do you have a phone number for him? I have it probably in another program. Okay, let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, who is also a wordsmith.
Well, good morning, Deanna, and I'm sorry that Clint hasn't made it there yet. I'm sure he'll come along soon.
Oh, I'm
but
sure.
But in the interim, I thought you and your listeners might be very interested on an article from National Review today relative to a shooting by police of a very frightened young man in a hallway of a motel somewhere in Arizona. It wasn't clear where in Arizona specifically, but the video itself was horrifically graphic and should be terrorizing to every American because of the police state of these private foreign mercenaries masquerading as public servants.
And the thing about this is I mentioned militarized police, and Clint, in the movie, The Corporation Nation, mentioned that it seems like that the police departments are the biggest terrorists on the streets. And we have had, in the Chicago area, several shootings that, and one in particular, that the young man was walking away from the police, and he got shot in the back 16 times. Now, when I took my NRA class, they had a lawyer. It was an all-day class from 9 to 5:30. And the lawyer that they had come in to talk to us about various legalities regarding owning and using a firearm is this, that you cannot shoot somebody, legally shoot someone, unless they are aggressing against you, unless you feel threatened. If they are threatening you and coming after you, then you are legally able to shoot them in order to defend yourself. And the same law applies to policemen. A policeman legally cannot shoot someone. They cannot do any more than what a private citizen can do. They cannot shoot somebody in the back. For instance, if somebody came into my house and took my laptop and was on their way out the door, I could not shoot that person in the back, and then I couldn't drag him back into the house because he's leaving. He's not threatening me. So it is very interesting how many killings are conducted by policemen who are just shooting people and the people that are being shot are not even armed. And I know that some of the individuals have been convicted, which I think is good because, as I said, they don't have any more legal right to shoot somebody in the back than your private citizen does.
Well, you're precisely correct, Deanna. As you might recall, I'm a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional public servant from several different venues in a couple of different states. So I have a little deeper knowledge than the average human would maybe possess. And you're right. Policemen do not have any more rights than a natural American citizen or non-citizen would have to protect themselves. In fact, those police have taken that to a very extreme pretextual insinuation that they can say the magic words, I was in fear for my life, on any situation, whether there's any actual, factual, articulable circumstance which presents a true hazard. Just the mere meme, the magic words like magic beans, can be used to invent the pretext that they were in fear for life and give them the pretextual, plausible reason to utilize deadly force in the extreme, much like in this particular case that we were talking about in Arizona, and even the shooting of the guy selling cigarettes on the sidewalk, I think in Chicago also. I'm not sure.
Right. That was in Chicago.
It's absolutely insane.
Right. Yeah, it is sad, and I feel very, very bad for the victims. And it can happen, for instance, if you're having a domestic dispute of some sort and the police are called, anybody in the way could get shot and killed. And that has also happened in Chicago. Of course, Chicago is the gun capital of the world. Well, not the gun capital, it's the murder
capital.
Well,
you got that great mayor there.
Oh, yes, he's just wonderful. He's just a wonderful guy. And it's, I think, honestly, that since he was brought in, positioned, things have gotten worse. And
absolutely.
The other thing, too, is that that these services are, when cities or counties or states say, oh, we don't have money, we have to get rid of some of our services, that is the first thing they'll do, is withdraw services in a very vulnerable, high-violence area, which then makes violence even more possible and probable. And,
well, what you're describing, Deanna, is the Hegelian dialectic. It's also known as Cloward and Pliven, pressure from above, pressure from below.
Right.
It is the Saul Alinsky radical revolutionary terrorist tactics of psycho-political warfare by Kenneth Goff, which put forth in a brainwashing pamphlet by Lavrenti Beria, who described the communist modality for taking over America under the schemes of psychology, psychiatry, and so-called mental healing by being able to per se execute your victims, your adversaries. Perhaps activists and advocates are shining light on the criminality of the police or the government itself by having them locked up in sanatoriums, so-called mental health care facilities, and being able to chemically lobotomize them, electrocute them to death, or anything else you want to do to them under the pretext of giving them care.
Indeed. It's really... I'm trying to think of the guy that was shot in the back 16 times, and Levon... I can't think of his name. But anyway, they hid the video of this for about a year. And when the video... Somebody finally released the video, it was very damning. It was so obvious. And just a shame.
Really, well, this really is a tactic shame that we're seeing displayed over and over. It's really a cancer permeating the so-called criminal justice system and law enforcement industry, is this stonewalling, this obstruction of justice, this refusing to reveal what is termed Brady Act disclosure requirements and R26F discovery requirements to give off all inculpatory and exculpatory evidence that would exonerate or incriminate an individual and perhaps implicate the people who were the perpetrators, usually the police, who have egregiously abused their discretion in a horrific deployment of excessive force.
Now, when you were when you participated in law enforcement, did you find that there were other people who, because they had a badge and claimed to have this extra authority, did you find that they exploited that authority?
I saw some small hints of that, and I did see some troubling suggestions that was coming to play. From one, I started in 73 to 76 with the military police, and I
could you hold that thought, Chris? We do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson, and he will... I'm thinking that maybe he simply forgot about the time difference. Anyway, hopefully he will be along. But meanwhile, we're talking to Chris in Las Vegas, who has been in law enforcement since, you said, between 73 and 74, you were in military police. So please continue.
Well, and I worked several other places. And what I saw was a divergence, a radical shift in the training methodologies. I remember I tried out and trained at several different venues before I settled on Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas Metro, Nevada State, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. And I'd worked also at the Nevada State Game Control Awards Enforcement Division and a couple other places. So I had a overview and a sampling, first party, of several different training regimens. And I saw this shift towards a more violent, more forceful means of enforcement. Remember, peace officers are supposed to keep the peace. That was the mind position that I had assumed when I got in, that we were there to protect and serve and to be helpers and to prevent crime and suppress criminal activity and to protect the weak that were not able to protect themselves. So when I saw this divergent shift, particularly in the Las Vegas area, that seemed to indicate a more radical position of more dramatic force deployment, it troubled me, and I felt that I was going to see police officers going to prison for abusing the rights of people under the pretext of enforcement. Of course, later I started studying many other things related to this to try to find out what caused this radical shift, And I think it's a position where I found several law cases which tells us the police have no duty and obligation to protect and serve us anymore. They have higher oaths and affirmation with higher duties. And appendant to this different position of interest of preserving the corporation and protecting the corporation nation, a salute to Clint, it appears that the what used at one time to be judicial discretion has now cancerously spread and metastasized throughout all elements of law enforcement, including the prosecutor's office, the defense's office, the officers of the court, the police, all these agencies. They now all have the presumption that they have the discretion to tell other than the truth, to lie, anytime it suits their agenda, to protect their rear ends when it's hanging out a mile, or implicating them perhaps in criminality. They can make up phony stories, and there's very little chance because attorneys are taught not to question them and to presume them to be truthful when there is no foundational true basis to found that falsity upon, pursuant to the law of rhetoric by Jean-Paul Sartre, which says one must lie in order to speak the truth that we see practiced ad infinitum by Hillary Clinton.
Well, you were talking about how police were formally supposed to protect. They were the friendly guy in the corner. And now what we see, and particularly in the media, and so many people are really tuned into the media, and they look to the media for, well, their indoctrination, but for their information. And there are programs on now, I understand, that show SWAT teams going in. And so people, I think, are coming to accept the idea that this is normal and natural and to be expected. And somebody in the chat room said that SWAT means shoot without any thinking. And I think that that might be the case. Yes, it's very good. I remember when I was marching in a peace march downtown Chicago, that there were buses with barred windows, and there were policemen all along each side of the road dressed well in SWAT gear. And it was really kind of discouraging. It was intimidating, to say the least. But you wondered, well, why are they here? What are they waiting for? They're waiting for somebody to step out of line or what? Because those buses with bars on the window were definitely going to take some people away. Okay, if you want to stay over, that'd be great. Okay, we'll be right back. 3 minutes. All righty.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we are talking with Chris near Las Vegas while we are waiting for Clint. I happen to think that perhaps Clint forgot about the time difference, and because certainly we were talking earlier this morning, up until 1 o'clock my time, and so I think perhaps it may have slipped his mind. Anyway. Chris in Las Vegas, near Las Vegas, we were talking about the police and the authority that they assume and the authority that they exploit because they have a badge. And that's a very, it's kind of a scary thing, which I think they want us to be scared. What do you think?
Well, I think you're precisely right. What we're seeing is indoctrination. This is what psychopolitical warfare that I spoke of earlier by Kenneth Goff is all about, creating the sense in the mind, the image, the illusion, if it may be real or it might be imagined or it may be posed to escalate the fear of violence, to create a urgency in the people, a heightened, just an excited force of terror in America. This is exactly what they did with the Bolshevik Revolution and in Germany, in ancient Rome, when they set fire to and watched Rome burn. This is something that governments have done where they precipitate the violence, escalate the violence to a high degree, to heighten the senses, to push the public to violently respond when they want a violent response out of the public. This is exactly what we're seeing here in America. They're on the cusp of a very dangerous time here. it's important that the people cognize the difference between the word military, which implies order and structure, versus militancy, which is the most offensive and violent force of enforcement, oppressive, that you can muster. I did find the video, and I sent it to you and to the board op there. It's called Body Cam Video of Daniel Shaver Shooting, L.A. Times. And it is explicit content. It really provoked me to a sense of just absolute disdain for the type of activity. I don't know what this officer was thinking. This poor young man was about to crap his pants. He was pleading for his life, and he was trying to comply, but he was so frightened, he was having difficulty. The guy says, follow my commands, exactly. Well, this kid was not able to. He was so frightened and terrified by the thought of having his brain shot out, which eventually happened, he could not complete commands as the guy was directing him because he was so scared he couldn't think straight. It's insane.
Well, that would be, well, when you have a gun pointed at your head, that's kind of how it is. Nope. I just got a message from Clint. It is today 12:09. Okay. Clint says 1 minute, so anyway, bless his heart.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as Clint comes along, I'm glad to yield for him. I'm just glad I could fill in and perhaps provide some intriguing and intelligent comments for you, because this is relevant. This is what every American faces. We're in a danger. What do you do when the red lights come on behind you? They don't teach you something that we can universally aspire to. It's different in every venue you go to. It's dangerous for people out there.
Of course, and especially when there have been police or people pretending to be police that will put their red lights on and assault the person that they've stopped, and they're not the police at all. There's also something going on here in the Chicago area where people will go and get gas, and this is in the middle of the day. And if you don't lock your car, even in the middle of the day, that they will get it, they'll drive up and take off in your car and steal your car. And it used to be that just a mundane task like going to get gas was, you just never thought about it. It was just something that you did. But now you have to be very vigilant. You have to look around. And I've always locked my car. I lock my car, put my key in my pocket. I get my gas. But that's what I've always done because I'm hypervigilant. Paranoid?
Well,
I prefer hypervigilant.
No.
That sounds a lot better than being paranoid.
It's not paranoia if they're really out to get you. And there are some people out there that are really out to prey upon people, take advantage of a situation that's created by the circumstances of where we're at. In fact, in Chicago, you've got the brutal, they call it the Windy City. They don't call it that for nothing. And, of course, it got lake effect cold weather that blows off there. It gets brutally cold, so it's not uncommon for someone, if they stop to fuel up or grab a pack of cigarettes or whatever else they do when they stop for a quick something, to leave their automobile running, thinking they can run in safely and get it and get back out. But we don't realize that there are people stalking in the shadows out there, waiting for an opportunity to seize predatory advantage. And if you haven't locked your door, or even if you have, or if you've left it open, you haven't left your keys in the car, they'll still go out there and try to find your cell phone, your purse, your money, your firearms, anything else that you might have in your automobile, they can convert to quick cash.
That's certainly true. Well, I think we have Clint online.
Hooray!
Well,
I will pull off of there, and I'll stand back to listen to Clint. And I really love his new book, The Straw Man Story, so I'll let him tell you about it. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you. Clint, how are you?
Greetings. I am so sorry I got my days mixed up.
Oh, that's okay.
It's not okay. You want to kick me in the butt. I know it.
No, I don't. I'm very easygoing, and I knew that you. I thought, well, maybe you forgot about the time difference.
Do you know? I'm actually laying tile, and so I plan today to lay tile, and tomorrow, you know, to do this. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I happened to come down to check my email. I'm like, uh-oh. Was that the infamous Chris from Las Vegas?
That was the infamous Chris Las Vegas.
I miss Chris. He was a cool dude.
Yes, and he calls in and always has some things to offer. But anyway, he was. We were just having a nice chat, so I'm glad you're with us. And I was telling the listeners about our, the fact that I watched the video this morning, the Corporation Nation, and how it's really very important that people not just watch it once, but watch it numerous times. And I also mentioned to our listeners that the very first time that I met you was on December 15th, 2010, when we had our very, very first radio program together. So we are coming up on our anniversary here in 6 days.
Oh, funny. Well, the first time we met was just not too long ago, actually.
Right, in person, which I just loved meeting you in person. It was just wonderful.
You too.
Terrific. It's just terrific. I wish you lived next door. Anyway, the Corporation Nation. And what I was really intrigued about in rewatching that was the Affordable Health Care Act. And you talked about it was almost like because of the investments that the government made in Big Pharma, that the Affordable Health Care Act actually functioned as insider trading, and that it was just mind-boggling. The whole film is just mind-boggling. And there's one thing that I really appreciate about your films. I do not do research by watching YouTube videos. A YouTube video is secondary information, usually produced by somebody whose name you don't know. They don't give you any sources. It's just a 15-minute bunch of speculation, usually. And your movies are totally, totally different. You show us the paperwork. You give us the exact source of your information. You present facts. And you show us where you got them.
It's strange.
Yeah, it's different. Gosh, who would have thought?
Well, I don't make them to entertain. I make them to teach. So, you know, if you're teaching something, you better darn well have sources, right? I mean, it was just logical to me to do that. And it was the only way that you can, you know, to actually. So all I did really was pull up a bunch of documents, a bunch of CAFRs, a bunch of comprehensive annual financial reports, which are technically the audit of government. If you want to see the audit of the Federal Reserve, that's where you go to. It's comprehensive annual financial report. And it even says that it is the audit. So all that audit stuff of the Fed is all, you know, BS. the problem is that Congress doesn't look at the audit. They only look at the budget report for the year, because they're only concerned with, as a board of directors of a corporation, they're only concerned with the current year, and they keep all their assets in the CAFR, where, and of course they put those assets into these investment funds. Anything you can do to take the money out of the general fund, because if it's in the general fund, you have no reason not to spend it. But if I say, well, you know, here's a let's build a bridge, we don't have any intention of ever building this bridge, but let's start a bridge fund. So we take money out of the general fund and we put it into a specialized private fund that cannot be used for taxpayer purposes except for that bridge. 10 years goes by, raises $1 billion, and you decide not to build the bridge. Now you have $1 billion that you can move around into other things. It's just a game. It's a car. It's a, what's that game of coconut? You know, you have the ball under the coconut, and yeah,
it's a shell game.
It's a shell game. So it's just a bunch of reports. I mean, how do you entertain people with financial reports of government, of corporations? You can't. So, you know, I didn't try. I'm just like, here's how it works. So I'm walking you through these things so that you don't have to figure it out yourself. You can understand it as you're going through. And I'm highlighting the words that I'm reading, so you can't say I'm not sourcing my information. And yet people still say, oh, the Kaffir doesn't. It's a lie. Oh, you trust the Kaffir. Oh, you're crazy. You know, I'm just like, no, really, it has to be correct because it's the audit. It actually is verified by an independent, contracted accounting company. And it's just, there's no reason to lie in these things because nobody knows about them anyway to read them and understand how much investment wealth government has. So they're not worried about this stuff getting out there. The few people that we reach on the radio, we're all in the same boat. We're all essentially a bunch of disenfranchised people who can't talk to anybody else about this, or they're not really worried about us either.
Exactly. They assume, and this is applicable to a lot of things. The government, they assume that people will not look up the records. You can perpetuate a myth and people will believe it because people do not look up the official records. There's some sort of a feeling, you can't believe official records. What's wrong with you? You can't be looking at official records. But if you look at the official records of the CDC, then you find out what's in vaccines. If you look at the official records that you have looked at, then you find out that the government and your bank is taking your savings and investing it into other venues. They're taking your savings.
Well, the most important part about being a stockholder is that means you're a partial owner in the corporation. And when you look and you see and you understand, a lot of people have fallen under the fallacy, for instance, that the Federal Reserve is owned by banks, when clearly this is not the case. All you have to do is read. Even the Federal Reserve at one point had to put up a bunch of, a FAQ section, a question and answer quest section, because so many people were contacting them from the quote-unquote truth movement, saying, you're private, you're this, you're that. And, they actually have on their website, they explain, no, we're not owned by banks. The stock itself is issued, and it's called it's not an ownership stock. It's called a membership stock. And banks actually are required to purchase it in order to trade in funny money, in order to have ability to do what they do. And so when you type, all someone has to do is type in independent agencies of government into a search engine, and probably the first thing that'll come up is a Wikipedia page, and on that page is listed all the independent agencies of government, and Federal Reserve is included. All that means is that, well, obviously Congress can't sit there and manage the entire banking system, so it creates a system and a board. Likewise, it created the post office. The post office has a board. It created the Social Security Administration, and it has a board. It's all the same model, but somehow the Federal Reserve has been fallaciously said to be private, as in separate. Private actually means foreign from government. So there's no way that something that Congress creates can be foreign from government. And of course, Congress at any time can end the Federal Reserve, thus at the end the Fed movement, right? So if Congress can end the Fed, then obviously it's not private. It's not separate. It's not some rogue big monster. In fact, Congress does, and it's very clever the way Congress works. See, Congress, when they incorporated the United States into Washington, D.C., which is a federal enclave, it's not part of any one of the 50 states. It is literally a corporation that is not part, it's external from the United States, is not part of, it's its own jurisdiction. And its jurisdiction extends over the entirety of the United States. So what it did was it said, let's create this holding corporation, this federal government. We, transfer all of these entities into it, including the Department of Justice. You have no judicial because every U.S. citizen is under admiralty maritime law, so we're under administrative law. So you don't have a constitution. You don't have any of the rights that are guaranteed by the Constitution because you haven't reserved any rights. So it doesn't protect any of the rights that are quote-unquote unalienable or God-given. You've sold. You've sold out. We've all been sold into this system through the birth certificate process. And so we're all citizens of a foreign corporation, which means we're all foreigners in the states where we reside. So Chris, he lives in Las Vegas. That's his residence, but his domicile, D-O-M, meaning dominion, who his law is under, is the United States. Let me read you something. See, another thing people don't actually read are their constitutions. I find it hilarious. When I go over the Constitution, I cringe at almost everything I read. Let me read you Section 2 of the Nevada State Constitution. Keep in mind that Nevada is 87% owned by the federal government. 13% of the land in Nevada is actually Nevada.
That's amazing. And you have a map in the movie that shows all the ownership, the government ownership. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, and that's just one G in blogger, realityblogger.wordpress.com, and thecorporationnation.com, and strawmanstory.info. He's a wonderful filmmaker, and the films are just absolute. They're totally educational. No speculation, just education with the sources. Okay.
People are like, what does that mean? I don't understand. They're so boring. They're just facts.
Oh, gosh. It's just the difference between research and speculation. That's what it is. Anyway, you were going to share with us part of the Constitution.
People just don't read their Constitution. If people were to read their Constitution, you can call so much BS on so many things that you hear out there. Let me give you an example, because you got to understand that there was no ending. It's very important. If you just consider this, things start to make sense. There was no ending to the Civil War. Okay, so because it wasn't a war at all, you can't declare war on your own people. The Civil War was not about slavery. The Civil War was about, as Lincoln said, preserving the Union. He didn't give a crap about slavery. In fact, I want to read you something in a minute that will prove that. But let's go. Right now, there's talk about secession. Oh, California wants to secede. Texas wants to secede, right? You can call absolute BS on this, keeping in mind that's what the southern states did, right? They seceded from the Union. When you secede, one of their complaints when they seceded was that the federal government was encroaching on their lands, just like today, 87% of Nevada is federal land. Something like 47% of California is federal land, right? All the, especially the western states. But in every state, essentially, there's some federal claims. So if you secede, you're actually stealing federal lands. So they would then consider that an act of treason or war. What they really call it is insurrection, because an insurgent is someone that you're attacking who's trying to protect his own state or country. They're actually the good guys. So in the Nevada State Constitution, can you secede? That's the question. The purpose of government, and this ruins the whole concept of the republic. It ruins just about every patriot nonsense concept out there. Purpose of government. What is the purpose of government? Paramount allegiance to the United States. That is the purpose of government. That is the purpose of the state government, is paramount allegiance to the United States. It says all political power is inherent in the people. Government is instituted for the protection, security, and benefit of the people, and they have the right to alter or reform the same whenever the public good may require it. Now, that sounds so romantic, doesn't it? That's just so great. But then they follow up, especially after the Civil War, with this, which totally defeats that statement. Here's what it says. But the paramount allegiance of every citizen is due to the federal government in the exercise of all its constitutional powers, as the same have been or may be defined by the Supreme Court of the United States.
Oh, gosh.
I'll continue after.
Amazing. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.